My name is Vel. I have heed the call. Stories of your kingdom's majesty, of your peculiar challenges, called me here. And I must say that the tales are true. That princess up on the throne is my goal here, and one that seems to be deserving of the trek that myself and my men have taken. I wish to issue my hand in the challenge. You ask if I'm capable. I ask if you've heard of me. I am the one that has single-handedly conquered our neighbors. I know my name does not rest on your lips as we are far apart, but had we been, well, closer, I assure you that you would know me. My people speak of me with a ferocity and an admiration that knows no equal. I alone am the one who commands the strength of my armies. They reside on my shoulders, and their protection is one that I am quite competent in giving. A protection that I offer to give to your daughter, your majesty. A protection that seemingly no other suitor has been able to be deemed worthy of, whatever your pathetic challenge is. No, I alone am the man that she needs. I alone am the one that can accomplish this. And I alone will be the one taking her when I leave. Yes, I said taking her. I have every intent of treating her well, of making sure that she's protected at all times, shielded from the outside world, kept given purpose, bred regularly, showered in gifts, crown, and cloth. Nothing will stop me from protecting her. You mock at my proposition. Your laughter tells me that you do not believe me, or rather, perhaps you do not deign me worthy. Which is it, then? My confidence? Of course I'm confident. I lead a nation of powerful men. What on earth could give me pause? A beautiful woman sitting in a chair. An old man so far in his years that he employs a royal guard. I sit upon my throne with sword in hand. I need no guard. No, not a threat. Again, I am not here for violence. I am here for your daughter. I will take care of her, and that is my promise. I ask of you, your majesty, do you not want what's best for her? Do you not want what she wants? A fulfilling life, a powerful, yet kind and caring husband. Ah, so you are amenable. Then I ask again, issue me your silly challenge, and I shall complete it. And when I do, I will take her hand. That smirk tells me that you still don't believe me. Are you going to offer me the chance or not? What do you mean, not who I had in mind? Princess, am I not what you desire? Am I not your type? Of course I can be made to be your type. I will treat you however you wish to be treated. I will take care of you in whatever manner you desire. It has no... Fine, if you'll give me the challenge, then I will take it. I didn't come this far to back down because of some veiled uncertainty that you barely mask in your voice. Now, how shall we begin? What do you mean? We haven't begun anything. We haven't begun even... I don't want to go. Oh. Well, if it's a challenge that starts tomorrow, then I shall be ready tomorrow. Bright and early. Absolutely. It would not do for royalty to be late.